Hey everyone, welcome back to Soc Pod, your home for the beautiful game called soccer. We're going to begin right now, but please don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Soc Pod. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Soc Pod. It's been a while actually. I think because of the international break, we were not able to record another episode. But we have a very good one in store today. So the first thing on our list is actually, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce my host or my co-host. So, as usual, we have ID, we have Dami, and we have Jay in the building. Hey guys, how's it going?
It's been a wonderful weekend.
It's been a wonderful weekend. Oh, that's true. And happy Easter, everyone.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to be talking about Tuchel's Chelsea. We saw how it was squashed this weekend. And we just want to know if the beginner's luck, as people usually call it, if that has ended. And also, Diogo Jota, is it a missing piece for Liverpool? We see that since he's been back, they've been on a winning streak once again. I believe it's just one game he has lost since he came back. So we just want to see how that's going. And also want to make UCL predictions, talk about some of the matchups that's going to be happening this week and see what our host and co-host think about them. So without any further ado, let's jump right into it. First of all, let's start with the Chelsea game. Let's begin with the red card, first of all, of Thiago Silva. Was it a red card? Was that a second yellow card or was it not?
Yeah, we were talking about this off air, and don't get me wrong, I'm happy Chelsea lost because that gives us breathing room. Now we're 9 points ahead, but that is not a red card in my opinion. That's how defenders block. You come out with your hands close to your chest, you jump and you throw yourself at the ball. He literally did that. He's done that a million times in his career. He's blocked the ball. The shot was already over the bar. It was just a little follow through. There was minimum contact, even with the play. It was really, really minimum. And for the fact that it was a second yellow to cause a red, the referee should have been lenient. Like, I mean, we saw that earlier in the season when Bailly blocked a timely shot against Aston Villa. I'm pretty, it jumped out like that. That's how you jump out when you want to block a ball. I don't think it was a second yellow. I think the referee should have been more lenient. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm happy they've dropped points. I don't know. I think it's too early to say if the beginner's luck has run out because of, they got a red, obviously. But I think now what we will see is what they're truly made of, the character that they're truly made of. If they can actually just look at that and say, okay, it's a one-off. Let's go back to what we're doing before and, start winning again, or if that would affect their confidence. So now is the real deal. Now we get to see what Chelsea is made of on the Tuchel.
Oh, that's true. I agree with you with actually most of what you said. But the thing about the beginner's luck is, with a red card, yes, it's harder to win the game because you're playing with 10 men. But losing the game with 5 is kind of like, okay, even without the red card, like, come on, what's going on? This is a team that they hardly concede goals. Mendy has had, like, I think, one of the highest clean sheets since he signed for Chelsea. Yeah. I mean, with the amount of games he's played, obviously. But 5 in one game? Like, whoa. But let's move to Dami. So, Dami, what do you think? Do you think that was a red card? And also, what do you think about, like, Tuchel's time at Chelsea? Like, has the beginner's luck run out?
Is that a red card? I can see both sides. I can understand why it's on the record, but at the end of the day, it's a foul. So I can understand why the ref gave him the second yellow for a record. But I'm not going to speak about that. I'm going to speak about your beginner's luck. I always think this Chelsea were overrated to begin with. I never believed they were, that's what people think they were. But I'm hoping they do good so I can trash them in the Champions League final. But anyways, yeah, that beginner's luck is over. They're done. Timo Werner is gone. Everyone is done.
Oh, talking about
this guy just overreacts. He said they're done.
I don't know about them being done, but we'll see. But talking about Timo Werner, the goal he assisted, I think it was Mason Mount. Come on. shouldn't he be putting that in? Like, do you think it was a smart play? I know it still ended up being a goal, but like being a striker and, you know, with the amount of money that he actually got him for, those are goals that he should be putting in himself. Like, what is happening to his confidence? Because what that just showed me is he doesn't have enough confidence to put goals like this in, because it was a simple tap in. The cutback was brilliant. But what do you guys think? I think, I don't know. I just think it's,
I feel like
it shouldn't be.
I feel like if there's always a chance to give an extra pass, give it.
Exactly. I mean,
always give it. If there's a chance to give an extra pass and the other player can literally walk into the post, pass it. Just look at England, Harry Kane, the World Cup against Croatia, right? He had the chance to sweat it to Sterling. He didn't pass it. Till this day, England fans still talk about that shit. Timo Werner, like, you can always say, okay, it might be a confidence issue, but at the same time, they got to go out of the pass. So it doesn't matter if he shot it and he missed it, which he didn't. He passed it and they scored it. So we keep it moving. But he's missed other chances, missed a lot of chances. His confidence is probably in the grass right now. But I mean, if you can pass the ball, create chances for your other teammates. Because if he's not scoring, at least he's creating chances for other people, right? And with that type of mentality, his manager will still let him play. Just like, what's this guy's name? Firmino. That man can't score a goal to save his life. But he's still starting game because of the other things he can bring to the table. So I feel like that's where Timo Werner is heading towards, which you should probably not be trying to do, because he's not gen pressing, midfield, something, whatever whatever Firmino is. But at the same time, yeah. I feel like...
All right. We're going to talk about Firmino in just a bit. I was talking about Liverpool, because I actually have a question I want to ask about him. But I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from about the, you know, extra pass. Sometimes also, I feel like you should play football as shoot first, apologize later. Like,
no, I just, that's your mentality, that's what you do in FIFA.
First, exactly, it's FIFA mentality. Should first explain later, and if it doesn't go in, well, move on. I mean, they were losing the game anyway, so it doesn't really matter at that point. Because
come on, man, you have to give the guy some breathing space. He doesn't score, people kill him. He gives a nice assist and a sweet play, people still come on. What do you, I think, like, at the end of the day, obviously, he's having a bad season, but I think you're being too critical, man. He gave a nice pass, they scored. We keep it moving.
And you also agree with that?
Definitely not. It should be putting that in. But like Jay said, that man's confidence is in the gulag right now. You can't really blame me for passing, because I'm pretty sure he probably would have missed that anyways, and everyone would have killed him for it. So he probably thought about that. I'm like, bro, I'm about to be killed on social media, so it made the extra pass.
Well, that's exactly what I think also. But anyways, let's move on to Liverpool, actually. So if you've seen Liverpool recently, their last couple of games, they've actually been back to their winning ways. But the one thing I want to point out is the man called Diogo Jota. Since this man came back in, I believe he's only lost one game in all the games he has played. And I remember on one episode when Liverpool was going through their whole crisis, I mentioned that Diogo Jota was one of the missing pieces that they needed. What do you guys think? Do you guys think, like, you know, with Diogo Jota back, Liverpool is now going to, you know, start moving back to where they're headed? Do you see them going back to those top four predictions that you guys made like a couple of weeks ago? What do you think?
In all honesty, Diogo Jota he's been a revelation. Liverpool fans are happy they got him over Timo Werner, because as we all know, they wanted to get Timo Werner chose Chelsea, and Liverpool fans are delighted that they got him over Timo Werner. But as much joy as Jota has brought to the attack, I think we're missing one key part here. And that has to do with the fact that finally they have Fabinho back in the midfield. We spoke about it, remember, how they needed Fabinho and Henderson back in that midfield to help them. Obviously, Henderson injured, whatnot. But the fact that they have Fabinho back, that stability he brings. And, you know, Klopp has been like, hey, listen, fuck it. I'll go with the centre-backs I bought in January. Let's start. You know, those guys are not the best centre-backs, obviously. But they're decent centre-backs. I mean, they could hang. And when you have Fabinho in that, you know, DM position, he's so underrated. Like, He can fit into, he can walk into any team. And yes, I said it, he can walk into Man City included. Fabinho is one of the most underrated DMs in the Premier League. And I think that's one thing he's created, you know, he's come back into that midfield and created that foundation for them to, you know, go ahead and do whatever they want to do in attack. You could see, I mean, Alcantara got a nice pass to Salah yesterday, you know. Alcantara wasn't in that kind of positions a lot before, you know, before Fabinho came back. So now you can see he's sitting, you know, Alcantara can go ahead and do whatever he wants. And, you know, I think they're, you know, now they're, you know, they could build on it. And it's going to be an interesting tough world fight, man. I mean, you got Tottenham in the mix as well. You have Chelsea in the mix. You have Leicester City, even United. I hope they don't drag us into it. But, you know, it's going to be a tough, tough world fight, man. It's going to go down to the wire. It's going to go down to the wire.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree. All right, Dami, what do you think?
Okay, first off, before I say anything, yeah, I don't know about UID, but it can work into City. Because we only play with one DM, and Rodri, if you watch City, there's a reason why Rodri has played every single game for Man City.
That's because the DM position is the most important part of any Pep team. Yes. And I'm saying Fabinho can do that job. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
He can do... Okay, you should say that, but he said
he would walk into the team and bench Rodri.
But that's the thing. As good as Fabinho... This is the thing. I won't lie. Fabinho is a way better defensive DM than Rodri. But what Rodri brings into the team that Fabinho doesn't bring is his passing ability. I'm not saying Fabinho is not a good passer, don't get me wrong. But Rodri can ping a pass. So there's method to the badness. Anyway, speaking about Jota, I actually agree with ID. As good as Jota has been, I think the reason why they're doing good right now is actually based on the fact that they have Fabinho. So players like Thiago can go forward and express themselves. Although I don't know why they're playing Milner. I think they should be playing Jones. So now their creative players can express themselves because they no longer have to do the defensive work. So yeah, Jota is good. He's all right. But I think the praise should be going to Fabinho.
Okay. All right. All right. I see where you guys are coming from. What do you guys think should be the starting front three? So Jay mentioned that Firmino is a very good false nine. Now I'll put it as that. But do you think it should be a combination of Salah, Mane, and Firmino? Or do you think they should go more with Jota, Mane, and Salah?
I believe... It honestly depends on the game. I think it depends on the game. I think you can flip it any which way and it will work out. But as the season is going, with Firmino struggling, obviously, you know, it's not really, you know, rocket science to just pick Jota over Firmino. You know what I mean? But Firmino, Bobby brings something different to that team that Jota doesn't necessarily bring. But based on form, I'll go with Jota. I think I'll go with Jota. Let's remember, he's balling for Portugal too. Like, the guy's just in form, man. He's having the season of his life. Like, he has to be on the starting sheet for the Portuguese team during the European games. No question. If he's on the bench, I would literally have a fit. He's balling. Let that man go off.
I agree. Okay, so you're saying Jota, Mane, and Salah, right?
Yeah, man, that's dangerous. Because, you know, when you have that, you don't really need Jota to poop, you know, fall back a little bit on, you know, like what Firmino does, man. Just have a solid midfield. You have Fabinho back. Just go do what you got to do, man. Maybe if you're playing a big team and you don't, you know, for some reason, Klopp wants to be more, you know, measured and stuff. And then you can, you know, go with Bobby. But I don't see no reason, man. Because Liverpool impose themselves on any team they play anyway. So, by all means, go with your biggest firepower.
All right, Dami, what do you think?
Bobby is a great passer. Like, Bobby can play a 10 for that Liverpool team and just play Jota as a 9. They can literally play all four of them on that team. I actually see it. Take, for example, their last game. There's no reason why they should be playing Milner as a midfielder in that game.
He did play left back later on, though.
Yeah, but like at the beginning, like for like 60 minutes, he was playing like an attacking midfield. You can play Bobby as an attacking midfielder and play Jota as a striker. If I'm Klopp, I'll play all four of them.
But you're saying something like a 4-2-4 then?
No, you can play a 4-3-3 or even a 4-2-3-1.
I see what Dami's saying with that. But you know what the problem with that is going to be? It's going to be hard to have TAA and Robertson flying down as well. That way, you're literally going to have only four people defending. Fabinho, your two center backs, and whoever is going to be partnering Fabinho. You know what I mean? Because of the way they play, using those flanks, using those fullbacks, it's going to be hard to, you know, switch into a 4-2-3-1 like United does, for example, right? We do that because Wan-Bissaka doesn't necessarily fly, you know? Occasionally he does, right? But Shaw is always ahead. So that way you can have at least three quote-unquote center backs with your DMs, right? So I think tactically it's not going to be something that Klopp is going to lean towards. I think he's just going to keep rotating between Firmino and Jota, or Jota and Mane, for example. He's just going to keep rotating between the four of them.
I think tactically it's time for Klopp to change the system.
Why?
Because think about it. It said desperate times call for desperate measures. They've been struggling. I mean, we understand why they're struggling, but like they've been struggling with the same type of play. It's time for them to ask TAA and Robertson to defend and let the attacking players do their job.
Then you're not playing to your biggest strengths then.
They need to find something else to work. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Does Guardiola ever tweak the way you all play? I mean, we know he tweaks formation. Yeah, he tweaks formation. We know that he's a fucking maniac. That, like, you know, you could go with like two people at the back and just go off. We know he tweaks formation, but the system of the way they play is still the same thing. You know what I mean?
The system they play is passing. Exactly. I get that, but like tweaking the formation is something. I'm asking for them to tweak the formation and tweak the way they play.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. Come on, man. They won the Premier League and the Champions League with a full-fledged team. Obviously, it's because of the injuries. Man, don't make me defend Liverpool. I hate defending Liverpool, man. You always make me defend Liverpool. I hate it. I hate Liverpool. Bloody hell.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on from Liverpool. Actually, we're going straight back into Liverpool, but not in the Premier League, but in the Champions League. So it's time for a little bit of Champions League talk and also like a couple of predictions for the game this week. So first game we're going to be talking about is the Real Madrid-Liverpool. Real Madrid is coming out from a win, I think, against Eibar yesterday on Saturday. And Liverpool just coming out from a big win, actually, against Arsenal. You know, given their form, given what's going on, Liverpool getting Jota back, getting their groove back, what do you think is going to win this game?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm not kidding you, because Madrid are without Sergio Ramos. We know what Sergio Ramos brings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they played, if I recall, I think they played three at the back yesterday, where Mendy, Nacho, Militao or something, if I recall. Man, obviously, I don't think they're going to play that against Liverpool. They might play three at the back, but we don't know what they're going to play, because the team is literally all over the place in terms of fitness, in terms of, you know, tactics this season. They've been inconsistent. So I'm sorry, man. I actually don't know. I think it might end in a draw. That's the, like, I honestly do not know. I'll be honest with you guys.
All right. You're sitting on a fence. All right. Dami, what do you think about this game? What do you think is going to take it?
Oh, easy. Liverpool.
Easy.
I think Liverpool's going to win.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because, first of all, the biggest thing is no Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, that's a big factor.
The fact that there's no Sergio Ramos just gives Liverpool the edge to win that game. And like we know, Liverpool is coming. They're literally coming off on a very good game. So I expect them to keep up that form. Everything is in Liverpool's favor to win, pretty much.
It is. The ball is in their court. But I mean, you can't count out Madrid. You
cannot count them out.
You can't count them out.
Let's move on to Man City, Dortmund. All right. So this is a game that I personally think it's going to be an interesting one, because, you know, Dortmund are going to be going in as the underdogs, and they're not really doing as great in our Bundesliga, but in the Champions League, Dortmund has actually been doing pretty good. I mean, they just took out Sevilla in the rounds of 16. So starting again with ID, what do you think about this game, and what do you think is going to go through in the first leg?
Man City easy, 3-1.
3-1.
Man City easy, 3-1.
Okay.
It's not even a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was wondering where this man got the idea of it, that it's going to be an interesting game. It's literally going to be a one-sided game.
Well, I mean, Dortmund has actually been...
No, it'd be an interesting game. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
The only player to watch out for Dortmund is Alan. All their midfielder, Marco Ross is literally been in and out of it. Down with the same thing. They're missing Sancho. I'm not saying this because I'm a Man City fan, but I actually don't see Dortmund putting up a fight.
Okay. All right.
I mean, they lost yesterday to Frankfurt. Come on now.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with PSG, right? PSG has been like fumbling in Ligue 1, but like they're still playing pretty good in the Champions League.
Yeah, but I think they're just way too powerful, man. Man City is even at the full team, they're not. I don't think they'd beat Man City. Talk less of them having problems.
All right. Makes sense. Okay, then let's go into the third one now. Bayern PSG. This is actually a very interesting one that I'm actually looking forward to watch. I think this is the game everyone is going to watch on Wednesday. What do you think? I'm going to start with Dami now. What do you think is going to win this game?
I think PSG has this one.
You realize Bayern is home, right?
Yeah. And I also realize Bayern don't have Lewandowski.
Okay, well, that's true. Okay.
And I also realize PSG is going to have Neymar, I believe.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, everything is in PSG's favor to win. And I also realized what they did to Barcelona.
But come on, man. Barcelona is trash, bro, compared to Bayern. Come on now.
Exactly. You can't really compare Barca to Bayern.
Ooh, T just agreed with me. Barcelona is trash.
Yeah, the Barca of this season, you can't really compare them to Bayern of this season or last season. You cannot. So, I'm not talking about Barca of next season. I'm talking about this season Bayern.
Sure. Barca of next season is still going to be trash.
I don't know about that, but we'll see. Okay, so you're saying PSG to take this one. All right, ID, what do you say?
I'm saying a draw, man. It's the first leg. I'm not even sitting on the fence of this one. I tell you, I'll be honest with you, the Liverpool one, I was sitting on the fence because I don't know. That's one I'm going to draw. Because listen, yes, Bayern doesn't have Lewandowski. But listen, man, this team is the ruthless. When they're at their best, they've not really even played at their best this season, if we're being honest. The high intensity, high tempo, you know, high pressing Bayern Munich that we saw last season. If they can literally produce 70% of that, I see Bayern putting up a fight. And at the end of the day, if Lewandowski is not going to be available for both legs, then maybe I could say PSG qualifies, but that's still too early. We have one more week to, you know, to talk about that. But for this game, I'm going to draw because obviously I think PSG, like Dami said, the ball is in their court. I think they, you know, obviously they have revenge in their mind as well. So replay of the final. So I think they're coming full force, whatever. But listen, man, Hansi Flick, I'm not counting him out, man.
All right. That sounds good. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but it was a very interesting one today. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram. I've forgotten the social media platform.
Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Thank you very much. Our
Thank you.
Seems to have some amnesia today. We forgive him.
Thanks. Yeah, so Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at SockPod. And from myself, ID, Jay, and Dami, thank you so much for listening to us today, and we'll see you next time.